Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, a nor'easter moving into our region this morning. We start with a winter storm warning. Just letting people know if they're just opening their eyes or about to head out to work, hopefully you're planning extra time this morning. The winter storm warning in effect until 7 p.m. tomorrow. The hazardous conditions could impact the morning and the evening commute. Travel, difficult to impossible.
Well, at 4 a.m. this morning, I was up, David, and I have to tell you, the snow is already on the ground, so they can tell me anything they want about 7 o'clock, but it's coming down in the Berkshires, I'll tell you right now. Ski areas will probably rejoice. The people who are scheduled to get their coronavirus shots today, they may not be rejoicing at the same level. And this is the kind of thing that can interfere with one's life. But the main thing to do is to keep your life. Don't do anything stupid, which may mean you're going to die. Don't get in a car if you can avoid it. Don't take chances. If you just let it go by and live with it, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you referenced the vaccine, of course, the anti-vax mob. I don't know if you saw that. They closed Dodger Stadium on Saturday, Alan. It was outrageous. These folks who blocked the entrance for about an hour, it's one thing to not believe you should get vaccinated. It's another thing to prevent others from getting vaccinated.
Exactly, David. It's insanity, and it is part of the big lie that we have become used to from Trump. I don't care if they don't want to take it. Good. That's their risk. But if they want to prevent other people from taking it, as you have just suggested, is insanity. And to me, they're going to cause people's death. And as a result of that, I think that's when your police powers have to become very important. You don't walk away. You say, no, you're not going to get away with this. And you do what you have to do, including taking some pretty strong police action to protect people. Because those people are not going to be able to get that vaccine as easily. They may be scheduled. They may have appointments. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And for each of us who understand who these people are and the kind of garbage that they give out, we have to do nothing but resent it and ask that our law enforcement people do what they have to do. And if that means calling out the National Guard and putting some of these people in jail, or even worse, you do it.
You mentioned the big lie. Another big lie is that the election was stolen. As Trump raked in cash denying loss, little went to actual legal fight. The amount of money the president has raised off his lies is unbelievable. You were talking from the very beginning about how Trump would claim that the election would be stolen before the election, and then that's exactly what he did. And now the issue is, how directly responsible is Trump for the attack on the Capitol?
Well, he was directly responsible. He was impeached by the House of Representatives because he stoked that fire. The big lie has been with us from the beginning. You know, David, don't credit me with being prescient about what was going to happen. He said what was going to happen. His relatives said what was going to happen because they said when he says something, he's going to carry through with it. And these were the critics of the president, of course, niece and sister and all the others who told us what was going to happen. Here is one of the most dangerous men in the history of the United States. I don't think we can find any example of anybody who was worse. We've seen foreign enemies, but we have never seen anybody like this guy in this country who has created this chaos. And, of course, if the Republican senators had any guts whatsoever, they would vote for his conviction and oust him. Because, David, the history books in this country, assuming that the right people continue to rule in this country and that the American people continue to use their senses in terms of who they voted for, the history books are going to condemn these people as never before, and they're going to show them as the gutless, spineless, despicable wonders that they are, who have no real patriotism, only a sense of self. I want to continue in my office, and I know I'll lose because there's a part of America that is holding on for dear life. They don't want people of color. They don't want Hispanics. They don't want immigrants. They want themselves, and up until now, they have been the majority, and now all of a sudden, that majority is a minority, and they know it, and that's what this is all about. That's why they're so incredibly committed to this big lie.
And then there's what to do with Marjorie Taylor Greene, right, Alan? The Georgia freshman, best known for endorsing QAnon, the right-wing movement, convinced of the fiction that Donald Trump is a messiah sent to defeat a cabal of Satan-worshipping, child-abusing, deep-state villains, of course, a Republican. But her own Republicans are miffed, many of them, by her behavior, but don't seem to be willing to censure her or push that she resign.
On the contrary, they promoted her to a prestigious part of the Education Committee in the House. The Republicans get to name their own members. It's really just one more example of what I was just talking about. The fanaticism here is something that is beyond anything that we could have imagined ever in this country happening. But it is because these folks have their backs to the wall, and we've just got to proceed and keep going. As for the people who believe in democracy, this is a time when real law and order has to be adhered to. You know, when you close down a stadium, we're just giving shots because some fools are marching around outside of it. That's really terrible. And if, in fact, you have to put those people in jail, do it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, there's one more thing we must mention, and that's the lockbox opens today.
It does.
And WAMC.org, of course, is where to go. But at 9 o'clock, you and Joe Donahue and the roundtable will kick off the lockbox, and that opening will be quite a big announcement, along with community partnerships, and I can't wait to hear the total.
Well, you're going to be very, very pleased, David, by how many people have already been kicking in. It's amazing. We could finish the whole drive today in one day if everybody decides. WAMC.org, or you can put something in an envelope. It'll all count at WAMC 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. We can't do it without you. You're the ones who have done it. We want to express our incredible thanks to all of those people who have done so much to keep us going. We love you, and we trust you, and we know we can do it.
Pay it forward.